So do you want to hear like the most surprising thing?
Yeah, please.
I actually started with termites, not crickets.
Oh my God.
So I was making...
I know.
I was making termite bars in my kitchen. I swear to God.
Imagine living your normal day and getting your car fueled up on demand. Seriously. Check out LA startup Refill Fuel and enter code WeAreLATech for $10 off. That's Refill Fuel. It's amazing. Literally, you can be anywhere and have your gas totally topped off the tank and not even have to deal with it. No more gas stations. To go to refillfuel.com. That's refillfuel.com. Code WeAreLATech for $10 off. We could not do this without the community believing in our vision together. We Are LA Tech is independently funded, funded by you, the community. So to support We Are LA Tech, go to patreon.com/WeAreLATech. That's patreon.com/WeAreLATech. Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. I am so excited to be doing a 10 p.m. interview. Yes, I begged someone that I met in the tech community, innovating nutrition, deeply immersed in like helping startups grow. I can't wait to introduce you guys to him. But first, I must eat crickets. Scott, can you get me a cricket?
Absolutely.
Go grab me a cricket. Yeah, yeah. Grab me a cricket. You guys, seriously, I'm about to eat crickets right now. And one day you will too. Don't be jealous. Now, Scott, why am I about to eat this cricket? Like, tell me, before we even get into who you are, why am I eating crickets? Why did you force me to eat crickets the other day? We met over crickets.
I believe you begged me to eat crickets.
What? I would never. Okay.
Crickets are the next wave of nutrition and sustainability. So I'm sure that some people have out there have heard about crickets.
Right now.
But you should see this look. It's pure joy.
Wait, so how many crickets am I eating right now?
There's about 20 crickets in that bar.
So wait, how many are in my mouth?
There are probably about four, I would say. Maybe
so
three
I have four
to four.
Crickets in
you have
my
four
mouth.
Four ground up crickets in your mouth right now.
Is this normal?
Yeah. For me, it is.
Scott, go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody as I eat my crickets. And tell them who you are and what you do.
My name is Scott Taylor. I am the founder and chief bug officer of Avail Bar. Is a protein bar made with cricket powder.
And it's super delicious. I'm not even kidding you guys. So he has two different flavors, chocolate and banana. And I'm eating the banana one, which I like. It's really, really good. And it's really clean food, right?
Exactly.
And so tell me about it more.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm from the finance community, but I had always had an interest in health and nutrition. And you know, throughout my entire life, I wavered back and forth between vegetarian and veganism, understanding the merits of eating more plant-based versus mm-hmm. animal-based foods. And I'd spent so much time watching documentaries and reading books and, you know, things that a lot of, you know, consumers nowadays do. And I was living in Latin America. Actually, I was in Costa Rica.
Oh, cool. And I love Costa Rica.
It's amazing. It's so cool. And they eat insects in South America and Central America and mm-hmm. throughout various regions. And like most, you know, people from the U.S., I was appalled. I was like, what? No way. There's no way I could eat a cricket. I can't even eat it. There's no insect, not at all. But after eventually trying it, because, you know, I have an open mind, I gave it a try and found out that it was actually super delicious. So something prompted me to do some research.
Yeah.
And this is a very long-winded way of basically saying when I found out all the health and environmental benefits of insects, I was like, it's a no-brainer. I have to create a company.
And specifically crickets.
Specifically crickets because they have such high protein.
Yeah.
Like their nutritional profile is outstanding. A vitamin B12, fiber, more calcium than dairy, more magnesium than iron, more iron than spinach, more protein than beef. And their carbon footprint is significantly better than cows, chickens, pigs. I mean, the rest of the livestock that we eat.
So you guys don't know this, but there's only one thing I do consistently in my life. Everything else is like crazy. It's like a day of adventure every day. And that's I go to the farmer's market every week. And so I meet Scott at the farmer's market. And you guys know I'm about to go on the Women in Tech road trip. And he forces me. Like, he literally like held me. No, just kidding, you guys. He tells me about the crickets. And I see it. And I'm thinking, I want something clean. I want something that I could have on the road when I don't have time to eat or I don't have a lot of healthy options. And I was like, I need to find out more about the crickets. And then I also found out that Scott is immersed in the tech community in general. And mm-hmm. I was really excited to have him on the show for two reasons. One, to share with you you know, what he does in the tech community, but also we as entrepreneurs and people here living in LA in the startup culture constantly feel like crammed for time. Like we're at our computers. We don't even want to go to the bathroom. We just want, like we would get a catheter if we could, you know? So it's like to have a healthy option right there, sitting at our desk, ready to go to keep us strong and to keep us healthy. I was like, you have to come into the studio. And you guys, I leave tomorrow. So we're here at 10 o'clock at night. He's so awesome. Just so I could have him on the We Are LA Tech podcast. So thank you.
Of course. No, I'm happy to be here. This is awesome.
So, okay. So tell us like, I want you to get into like how you created Avail. Mm-hmm. And then also you work with other startups too. So tell us about everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So the process of making Avail was not just me working in my kitchen, right? So there were so many people that I ended up working with. So nutritionists, food scientists, recipe development specialists. There are people that create the logos. They are people that create the packaging. Right. I mean, I have a really talented team of people that help me with this process.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a website and we're featured on Amazon and things like that. So there is a tech component to it. I mean, there's a tech component to everything. There's even an Internet of Things nowadays.
Right, right.
So maybe Crickets will be the next, I don't know, next tech startup. But yeah, so I actually do a lot of work with tech startups here in LA. So I do consulting as well. My background is in finance. So I do tech consulting for a variety of companies. You know, Boon is a networking referral system. So basically the people that, you know, recruiters, they spend so much time and so much money, so much energy getting recruits to their companies. Mm-hmm. When in reality, referrals are the prime way of getting
100%.
Yeah. I mean, everyone knows this.
Yeah.
And so what they do is they actually create algorithms and processes to assimilate all of the referrals that come in and make it much easier for people to send out referrals to friends. And so Dakota, the CEO, he's been great. And so we're working together. Social Spaces.
And Boon is boon.com.
.com. Yes, exactly.
Oh, wow. What a great domain.
Yeah, it's
boon.com.
Mm-hmm. Boon, yeah.
Wow. Amazing domain score. All right. And then there's Social House.
Yeah. And then Social Spaces.
Oh, so, Social Spaces. Mm-hmm,
yeah. So Social Spaces is run by Manny and Steven. So two awesome guys also here in LA. We met for coffee a couple days ago, actually a couple weeks ago at this point. And we really just hit it off. And what I help these tech companies do is translate their vision into numbers, right? So I'm an Excel guy. So, you know, modeling isn't just for Instagram. It's for Excel also.
That's,
yeah. Is that cheesy enough for you?
Can we please tweet that? Like, that's amazing. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
So I basically talk to these people and I have a conversation about their projections, what they're looking to accomplish, how they're going to raise enough capital, their use of funds. And I translate that into numbers. And so that allows me that, you know, it's a very entrepreneurial type thing to do consulting because it allows me to work from wherever, whenever.
Right.
And all these companies are all online. Right. Everything that we do is either through Google Docs, through Slack. We use a variety of tools to share all this information and to work together.
Yeah.
And, you know, we meet in person because I think in person is like a fantastic way of getting to know somebody. But yeah, these companies that I work with are fantastic. And there's so many that are out there.
Yeah.
And I use a variety of online tools to accomplish a lot of the tasks that I do. So yeah, it's been great.
So before we move forward in the conversation, I'm sure everybody right now wants to find out more about you and about Crickets and about everything. Where can they go to cyberstalk you online?
Oh, that's a great idea. So there's availbar.com. So it's AVAILBAR, you know, just as it sounds, .com. You can also check me out on Instagram. We have the handle at availbar. But yeah, all my information's there.
And to find out, do you have a personal website or are you personally on Twitter? Like, how can they find out more about your finance consulting work?
Yeah. So you guys, anyone can send me an email if that works.
Yeah,
you know,
works.
So my email is just Scott Taylor Jr. So Scott Taylor Jr. at gmail.com. My personal Instagram is at SJ Adventure. I don't really use Twitter too much.
Oh, yeah, no, that's perfect. And so tell us more about, you said you use a lot of tools to do, so there's two things we're talking about, guys. We're talking about, you know, Scott's startup, which is Avail, which is me eating crickets, which is awesome. I'm about to like get a whole bunch of crickets. I was like, I want to buy like 30 of them, at least so I have one a day. So, so there's that. And then there's the whole like finance is so important. We forget that we start these businesses because we need to make sure that they bring in money too. Like,
right.
You know, sometimes it's like, oh, if we just get the users or the site visitors or the whatever and the installs. But I'm like, if no one's paying you anything right, or anywhere. Right. Yeah. So he helps. So we're talking about two different stories here. So I'd like for you to share. You said you utilize a lot of tools on the mm-hmm. finance side. I'd love for you to share some of the tools, maybe something that everybody listening can walk away with and implement themselves.
Yeah.
And then let's get deep into the story of how you even taught yourself, you know, how you went from this like finance background to where you are today and how you taught yourself how to make nutrition bars, because that's like,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty difficult.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of laws you have to.
A big transition. Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah. Bye. So let's start with the tools.
Yeah, absolutely. So anybody out there that's looking to get into consulting, for one, there are a lot of online platforms, but I would recommend Upwork or ToppTel.
Totally. So Upwork. ToppTel. What is ToppTel?
So ToppTel is similar to Upwork, but it's only the top 3% of consultants get in. So it's a much more rigorous process, and the hourly rates are much higher. And it's typically US only.
How do you get approved?
So you go through a really rigorous process, right? So they first administer a multiple choice test in the area that you work. And, you know, it's typically any of the hard skills. So it would be like, you know, computer programming or design, things like that.
Yeah.
And then once you get through that process, then, you know, and if you check out their website, it's just ToppTal, T-O-P-T-A-L. So it stands for Top Talent. If you just check out their website, you can see that. But, amazing. You know, you just take a multiple choice test. You go through the process. There's an online. Yeah. So there's a phone call screen. So it's a pretty rigorous process. But once you get in, they do like, you know, temporary 3 to 6 month projects where you can come in. You know, the hourly rates are pretty high. So get almost guaranteed work. Yeah,
that's super cool. And then I use mm-hmm. Upwork. Upwork is great because it's all about contractors and finding the right person. Mm-hmm. I actually found our fabulous teammate, Margaret, via Upwork, because she does all our podcast overviews. Carl does our podcast show notes, but Margaret does our podcast overviews. Just got to give everybody credit. But so then tell us, like, how did you go from your finance background? Because mm-hmm. you had like normal finance life before, right?
Right. So I used to work at PricewaterhouseCoopers. So big accounting. I used to work in finance 80 hours a week when I was in New York, you know, living in Manhattan, living the life like any 22-year-old, at least that I thought I wanted to live, and was taking my CFA. So I was planning on becoming a wealth management advisor, you know, the entire process, and eventually moved over to corporate business development. And things took a turn personally when my mom was diagnosed with cancer. And so this was in June 2014, and it was stage 4. It happened really fast.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. My entire family was really just devastated. And so we spent, you know, all our time just together in the hospital. And then she passed away in December. So it was a really quick process. And, you know, I was 27. I was working 80 hours a week. I didn't really know what I wanted.
Yeah.
So I just thought it would be time for me to reset. So
I
sold everything that I had. I moved out of my apartment. You know, all my
furniture.
And
this is in New York.
This is in New York. Yeah. I was living in Manhattan for about 6 years.
Yeah.
So I sold everything.
And where are you from originally?
New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah. You couldn't tell them from the accent. No. So yeah, I sold everything. And I bought a one-way ticket to Colombia. And I moved to Medellin, Colombia to learn Spanish. And I just took Spanish classes for about 6 weeks, every day, 4 hours a day, went to the gym. I mean, it was like a totally different lifestyle than Manhattan, you know?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And are you fluent in Spanish now?
So I'm like relatively fluent. Yeah. You know, I don't really use it as much as I would like, but when I do speak it, I'm like, oh, there we go. It's like riding a bike.
And
you know?
How long were you in Colombia for?
So I was in Colombia for about 3 months. And then I made my way up for about 3 week increments to Panama, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Guatemala, El Salvador, Belize. And then I landed in Mexico.
Oh my God.
And I just fell in love with Mexico. Like Mexico is awesome. Yeah. So cool. So I lived in Mexico City for another couple of months. And that's when I started doing my consulting more seriously and started getting more long-term jobs. And actually the first job I ever got, like the bigger ones, was for a tech startup here in LA, which is why I had moved here. So it comes full circle.
Like later, why you moved here later.
Exactly. Yeah. So that was about 3 months after I was living in Mexico, got contacted by somebody here in LA to, you know, see if I wanted to move up there, move up here now. And during the process, I was working on Avail, right? So it was kind of in
tandem.
Oh, so
you had already started Avail in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So how did that begin? Where were the seeds planted and how did it flourish into what it is today where I'm eating? crickets on a podcast episode.
So do you want to hear like the most surprising thing?
Yeah, please.
I actually started with termites, not crickets.
Oh my God.
So I was making...
I
was making termite bars in my kitchen, I swear to God.
In your kitchen?
In my kitchen in Mexico.
Where did you get the termites?
I ordered them from Thailand.
What?
I know. It's kind of crazy. So I started with termites thinking, you know, yeah. that I was a purist of the insects
right.
world. Because termites feed on cellulose, which is the most common substance in the world. So you're essentially converting a material that is inedible by humans into nutrition for humans.
Right.
So I didn't really think so much about the social implications,
right.
the ick factor. But after the termites, you know, I was making these bars. I brought them to New Jersey to my family, my friends. I forced them to eat it, like kind of how I forced you to eat crickets.
Yeah.
And after a certain point of time, after enough resistance,
yeah.
you know, this thick skull finally got it. Like maybe I should turn to an insect that's a little bit less.
Termites you know. Have a bad marketing. They have a bad yeah. rep, a bad branding campaign. Yeah.
So let's think about it, right? The crickets either chirp in your backyard or the termites destroy your house. Like,
yeah.
which one has a better
yeah.
connotation?
Totally. I love that, like, the termites, it has nothing to do with the health factor. It's all, like, they have a bad, like, they need to yeah. hire a publicist. yeah. The termites need
it's
to get
PR.
Together and, like, get a new spin on their, like,
exactly.
value.
Exactly. yeah, and so like basically, so I switched over to crickets, and the process of making the bars was a lot of trial and error. So anyone that is getting into a new business and things like that will totally understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It is so difficult and it's so challenging, but that's like the fun part about it. It's figuring out how to dive into something that you've never done before.
Right, right.
And, you know, the biggest recommendation I have is find mentors.
Yeah.
Find anyone that you can talk to that understands the business,
right.
that's willing to put their time and energy and faith in you.
Right.
And that's what really helped me. It's getting, I had nutritionist friends that were giving me calls and talking to
right.
me. I had friends that were really interested in sustainability, giving
yeah.
me facts on crickets, sending me articles, doing research for me.
Yeah.
So that was the process, making the bars themselves. I eventually moved over to like official, you know, out of my kitchen
right.
into an official facility
yeah.
where I would test prototypes and go
and
through
packaging
designs.
And now are you in LA at this point?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where in LA did you choose?
So all of bars are manufactured in Monterey Park and here in LA.
Yeah.
And then all the ingredients are sourced from a variety of places, but
very
we
cool.
source our crickets from two farms, one in Canada, one in Texas.
Awesome.
So yeah, so it really depends on the demand. Cause
so
it's, yeah.
And how many people are working for Avail now?
There's probably about three. Yeah.
And three full-time or
it's yeah. Well,
full-ish.
Me full-time. Yeah.
yeah.
And then, well, 40 hours on this, 40 yeah. hours on consulting. And then
yeah.
two full-time jobs.
So typical entrepreneurial full-time. Yeah.
And
my friend Eli told me years ago, I think he got it from someone else. He's like, what is it? Entrepreneurs are the only set of people who work 80 hours a week in order to avoid working 40 hours a week. like,
that's so great.
Like that.
It's
yeah.
so true, though,
I think
right?
I butchered it, but yeah.
and then hopefully, you know, at some point in the future, it'll slow down. But
yeah,
So there's a couple people on the team, and I have a lot of people that I do contract work with, right?
Yeah.
So I work contract and I hire people contract.
Yeah.
Until there's more momentum and there's
yeah.
more need for like
yeah.
longer term things.
And where do you sell Avail?
So Avail is sold predominantly online. So online is the best tool because it's a
availbar.com.
Exactly.
Okay.
availbar.com. It's a product that needs to be educated. So when people purchase something like
yeah.
this, unless it's in person with me or one of my associates, like
right.
talking about it,
right.
they typically are a little reluctant to give it a shot.
Right.
So online is the predominant tool. So
yeah.
Amazon,
yeah.
we're on Amazon Prime and we're also
yeah.
on availbar.com.
You're on Amazon Prime?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so I could just replenish my crickets at any time? like
yeah,
wait. Oh no, Amazon Prime's on there. I was going to be like, wait, so I'm on the road. If I run out of crickets, I could like Amazon Prime. But I just remembered sometimes I go places and Amazon Prime isn't in every state.
I did not know that.
Oh, wait, I'm thinking Prime now.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
different.
Amazon Prime is every. I don't know. I just need to get my crickets.
I'm pretty sure you can order them.
I
yeah.
need to chirp, chirp, chirp away. Need to make it through my 30 days eating my crickets.
It's so funny. I should give you an Avail shirt so you can wear, you know, as a
I
number
know.
One supporter.
I'm telling you.
That's great.
I'm going to cricket my way through the U.S. Every single woman in TEDx I talk to, I'm going to be like, have you had your crickets today? Like, what are you talking about?
I love it. That's great. We also sell throughout a couple stores here in
yeah.
L.A. So we sell at Irwan's. We're talking
oh,
to.
The fancy we talked about that.
Yeah,
you guys.
Exactly.
If you guys haven't been there, you say Air One, right?
Yeah.
Air One. Yeah, it's like the fancy super upscale granola, hippie granola grocery store, where things cost like a bottle of water costs $20.
It's like the more expensive version of Whole Foods, which is already expensive.
Yeah, totally. It's great. And people love it. They're like, oh my God, this is amazing food. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, go ahead. Yeah. You stopped me at Erewhon. I was like, that's like a mental car accident of the new.
Yeah. So, I mean, a couple other stores throughout LA. So there's Co-Opportunity and Rainbow Acres.
I love Co-op. Yeah. So Broadway.
It's a lot of companies that are embracing this would be, I mean, there's gyms and things that are looking to get into the protein powders and Cricket protein bars. The retail stores, it just takes a little bit of demoing in order for consumers to get up to speed.
Right.
And obviously the farmers markets, which is where we met.
Totally.
The Brentwood Farmers Market on Sunday mornings.
Yeah. And now how much is a box? How many come in a box?
Mm-hmm. It typically ranges from about 38 to 42. So we have we have a subscribe and save feature.
Oh, you have subscribe. You're a subscription box.
We have subscription boxes. Oh,
that's awesome.
So you can get a discount if you order it and, you know, repeat every 30 or 60 or 90 days, depending on how often you eat them.
Did you say $32 or $48 or numbers or bars?
Sorry, it's $38. $38.
Okay.
Yes, for 12 bars.
For 12 bars.
Yeah,
okay,
sorry, cool. I forgot to mention that.
Or 40, depending on the subscription.
Exactly.
So it ranges like a little bit for 12 bars. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. And where do you want to take it? Like, what's your dream?
The dream, honestly, like this was the first foray of Avail into healthy eating. So what the real mission behind this, and Avail, actually, I probably should have mentioned this, stands for to be of benefit or of use.
Oh, I love that.
So the idea behind Avail is genuinely to help people become healthier.
Right.
So there's no gimmicks. I'm not trying to like sell a lot and make a lot of money. It really is it comes from a very, really good place in my heart because I know that nutrition can help people be healthier, which was such a big thing with my mom when she was sick. And so I just really want people to find alternative sources of food and nutrition. Yeah. And the truth is crickets really are so good. And from an environmental standpoint, like our generation really needs to look at what we're eating and think about it more critically. You know, when you eat, for example, a pound of beef protein, it takes 2,500 gallons of water versus 1 pound of cricket protein takes 1 gallon of water.
That's crazy. Like, that's watched insane. That documentary, that Cowspiracy.
Mm-hmm,
real quick.
Yeah.
Because if I remember, it's a little bit dark in the studio right now, but if I remember correctly, it's hard to see because we don't have the lights.
I know all of them by heart, so I can read them also.
But there's no chemicals.
No. No
it's
added chemicals. It's all natural, organic
ingredients. A lot of sugar?
No, there's no added sugar. There's no refined sugar, no added sugar.
So it's just like the sugar from the banana.
From the bananas, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
And so it's a really, really clean product.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And is it a meal replacement?
It can be, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So what we recommend is whatever you work out. So if you work out and you burn 300 calories, you should probably eat about 150 right after your workout.
Right.
So if you burn 400, eat 200. And so these bars are around 200 calories each. So it's probably perfect for most people that work out.
Yeah.
And so for a meal replacement, the biggest thing with meal replacement, this is a big tip.
Yeah.
Fiber. You have to eat enough fiber when you're meal replacing.
Right.
Because fiber is what keeps you full. Like fiber is what keeps your gut going. And so these have really high fiber content. Crickets have high fiber.
Cool.
We include a little bit of tapioca. So all that like really helps keep people full for longer.
That's awesome.
People think that like, let me just stock up on all this protein and I'll be full. Like that's not the case.
And is each bar one serving or two?
So there's one serving per bar.
Oh, cool.
I mean, you can cut it in half and save
half. I'm asking for selfish reasons because I'm like planning out my road trip right now. So if you had one final question, one ask of the community, something that they could do to support you in your success as you grow, what would that ask be?
My ask would be just have an open mind, honestly. Just give it a try. I'm not saying you have to buy my product, but just give any type of insect a try. Yeah. Think about the implications of your food choices and how you can better the world.
Yeah.
And even if it's Meatless Mondays or just trying one cricket protein bar versus one whey protein bar on a Friday afternoon. I mean, just make small changes here and there and you'll be really surprised by how good you feel, honestly.
I love it. And for those of you who are dying to know how they could work with you, Scott. I'm talking to you guys and I'm talking to Scott at the same time. For finances. I mean, I know when I was growing my sports company, I got lucky and I got to work with one of the finance people at Yahoo. And that was a really even recently, my amazing friend just contributed like financial projections. Like, how can people work with you? And what exactly do you deliver? Like, how do you solve a pain point? Why did that company in LA when you were still in Mexico mm-hmm. want you to come out? Like, what is the right. pain that you solve on the financial end?
Well, that's a great question. So these entrepreneurs have so much passion, so much vision, and so many things to do, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's so many things on their mind that typically they don't come from a finance background.
Right.
They don't come from, you know, creating projections for
right.
companies and creating income statements and profitability.
Right.
They're focused on delivering value to the world.
Right.
They're not focused on, like, trying to figure out whether their gross margin is better or worse
right,
than
right, right.
year over year, right?
Yeah.
So what I do and what people that are similar do
yeah.
is help people translate and take all the weight off of their shoulders from the financial perspective
yeah.
and have conversations to convert that into numbers. So I build financial projections for companies. So I build up revenue assumptions, right?
Right.
So when you build up assumptions, is how many customers do you have?
Yeah, yeah,
what's
yeah.
your customer attrition?
Totally.
Is it a subscription-based
yeah,
model?
Yeah.
And then coming up with those projections to then translate into a company valuation.
Yeah.
Right? You have to value your company
yeah.
if you want to disseminate some part of equity
yeah.
you know, for cash.
Yeah.
So you need to know what the company's worth.
Or to even know like how much you could make and
exactly.
which products are best mm-hmm. and how many customers you need for the product and what you need to price it at.
Right.
And
exactly.
Et cetera, et cetera,
it's a,
et cetera.
It's a big overarching conversation
yeah.
that, you know, people like to have. And this is just one subset of the business plan, right? There's the marketing, there's the sales. The,
totally.
The financial projections are just as important.
Totally.
Especially earlier on.
Yeah.
Because you're looking for investment.
So let's share with everybody your email again
yeah.
if you guys want that help with your finances. And do you have a range, a price range? Like, can startups afford you? Like, what are we looking at?
Yeah.
Here?
So the email is Scott Taylor JR. So it's spelled exactly as it sounds.
Yeah.
ScottTaylorJr
mm-hmm.
at gmail.com. And I usually typically work with startups, at least have an introductory phone call for 30
yeah.
minutes, no charge.
Yeah.
And I work either on milestone basis or per hour. I'm pretty flexible. I'm a pretty easygoing guy. So as long as I can add value,
because yeah.
sometimes startups might be too early in the stage.
Right.
And so having that first phone call
yeah.
is really helpful.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, if you're looking for something for like $50, I'm probably not your guy. You might
yeah.
want to get somebody, you know, overseas to do that for
yeah.
you. But if you're looking for like higher quality, then
yeah.
you're probably better off going with somebody that has that experience.
Totally. I know my friend that just surprised me with it. It was amazing. Like having proper financial projections, like made me see opportunities that I didn't have the experience to even mm-hmm. know existed.
Right.
Like one of them was, you guys know we do a lot of events, and if we do events with other people doing things like, what's it called? Payment processing fees for ticket sales,
yeah.
stuff that I just like exploring things that I didn't even know, because just like you want to serve your community so that we're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I too want to serve the community so that that's why I host the show, so that we're united. And so to be the best business person I can be and have those finances or the financial ideas in place from someone that really understands that, it helps me better serve the community.
Absolutely.
And yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You said it. You said it best.
Thanks, man. It's kind of my job. Thank you so much, Scott, for hanging out with the
yes.
We Are LA Tech podcast.
Oh, my God. Thank you for having me.
This has been so cool. If you want to collaborate with more incredible people in the LA Tech community, go to wearelatech.com/VIP. That is wearelatech.com/VIP. There are over 800 awesome people waiting to work with you. And dude, you guys, wearelatech.com/shop to get your We Are LA Tech t-shirt. Go to wearelatech.com/shop to get your We Are LA Tech tee if you want to support the community and rep who we are.
Those t-shirts look awesome.
Aren't they cool?
I love them.
They're so cool. I love them too. You guys, I will talk to you guys here, you guys. See you guys in the next episode. Bye. We Are LA Tech is independently funded by the community. We couldn't make this happen without your support. If you too want to contribute to We Are LA Tech and see us making the podcast, building the mobile apps, creating the events year after year, consider contributing at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/We Are LA Tech. Thank you. We appreciate you.